brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 16th of March, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, both updated freshly for you daily, jam-packed with government documents, mainstream news, alternative news, streaming audio, video, you name it. We've got editorial cartoons, editorial videos. It's just all there. The best sites on the Internet, and people are starting to realize that. They are exploding. We are reaching tens upon tens of millions of people, many of them new people, each and every month, thanks to God working through us. All right, we'll be live again for the next 3 hours. Huge show lined up for you. I saw an article here where a newspaper, the News Sentinel, is going to publish the names of gun owners. It's a form of vicious harassment in plain view. The government, the federal government, state governments have moved over the last few years to post the list of those that have gun permits in a public database like your sexual offenders or something. And now this newspaper wants to do that, and it's disgusting how they try to make excuses of why they're doing it. Well, it's public. It's on a government database. We just want everyone to know. Oh, so you can be targeted when you're not home by the thieves, so you can be targeted by police. Just getting us used to this, we have to wear our yellow stars as evil gun owners. You know, it's like Nazi Germany, like we're Jewish or something. It's just amazing. We'll get to that. Also, big news yesterday, I didn't have time to get to it, but I am today. New York Times, U.S. videos for TV news come under scrutiny. They're fake newscasts. They're sent, they've been aired, they're fake newscasts. They act like it's a newscast when it's government re-election propaganda. Now, everybody's going, oh, this is incredible. It's been going on for a long time. Bill Clinton did it, Bush is doing it. This particular program is 70 million, just one of many programs. And we'll be going over that story. More information on who's behind the Madrid bombings. Also, new book reopens old arguments about slave raids on Europe. Very interesting article. Over a million Europeans captured by black Africans on slave ships and taken to North Africa. Now, the point is, slavery's been around in all societies, but in modern, you know, what we know of as the modern Europe that really accelerated slavery with millions of Africans, they learned it from the Romans and, of course, from the Africans. So, just a good point. I want my reparations from Africans, from black people. You will pay me. You will pay me now. So we'll get into that story. Also, CIA and DOD attempt to plant weapons of mass destruction. And we read an article about this yesterday. Now, there's another story out on it. We'll get to that. So you'll want to stay with us. And a few days ago, well, I was at SeaWorld, and I talked about it for the first time yesterday on the show. To get in, you have to biometrically scan. Well, since then, I was sent a bunch of emails of mainstream news articles. And here's one where to get into Disney World, you have to do it. And they're saying how wonderful it is. And also, you have to wear your little RFID bracelet in a lot of the parks now, just all part of the mass training. And later today, we're going to be posting a little 8-minute report, not just the text article and the photo of the digital scanners, biometric hand scanners they have at SeaWorld, but an 8-minute report where I went up and confronted them and talked to some of the people coming through and shot video of people being scanned. So that'll be on Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com here in the next few hours for you. The Kelly inquest will not be reopened. That whitewash will stand and continue. Just a bunch of other news about martial law. We haven't hit the tip of the iceberg. Stay with us.
Alex Chris Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies,
asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Rug, your sofa.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen, and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Mel Gibson gave Sean Hannity an interview. And Hannity says that he's concerned about Bush, concerned about his so-called conservatism, concerned about the lies about weapons of mass destruction. In other related passion news, the New York Times reported that Hollywood now is rethinking faith-based films, they say, Christian epics, because the film has now made, what, $265+ million? That was the number 4 or 5 days ago that I saw. Some news outlets are still reporting the old $225 million number from a week ago. But $265 million, it's on track to be the biggest R-rated film ever, and in the top five films, right up there with E.T. and Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, and Matrix Reloaded. And that's certainly a good thing. And it shows that the people are hungry for good, wholesome, historical films that are uplifting. And so I did want to cover that. Also, NASA is debating whether this is a new 10th planet they found. And we looked up both the names of the two rocks they have found that are smaller than Pluto, because there could be an 11th planet if you consider these planetoids. They're both about 1,000 miles in diameter. They both have occult names, We looked up the names, and they're both, goddess names. And the new DARPA surveillance blimps that were in Wired magazine yesterday, Great Isis, the all-seeing eye goddess, it just continues. Everything's the all-seeing eye and the blimp that's going to watch you for Total Information Awareness Network, that was not scrapped, by the way. It had its name changed. Is going to be all-seeing, and is the all-seeing goddess. I mean, this just shows the occultism of the elite and what they're obsessed with. This made me really, really angry, this article. Plan to post list of gun permit holders online causes debate. And this is out of Fort Wayne. And this is the Fort Wayne News Sentinel. Now, in Chicago, in Illinois, in New York, I've seen articles the last few years. The feds have talked about it. They've had bills to do it, to put a registry up of all permit holders online, because everyone needs to know if you've got a permit. And this is just a form of harassment. Again, you get a permit, you're registered, it's to confiscate and persecute you. And it's no different than Jews having to wear yellow stars in Germany. This is how it began. Oh, it's just so we know who you are. And this is Linda Austin. She shames the name of my favorite city where I live, deep in the heart of Texas. But Linda Austin of the News Sentinel, now she got a big backlash to this, and so she's making excuses. My phone started ringing about as soon as the ad appeared in the News Sentinel on Wednesday promoting today's story on gun permits in Allen County. Several gun permit holders called to protest our plan to post online the list of gun permit holders, which is public record. Well, it's public record where you live, isn't it? Let's just post where you live, and let's talk about what you got in your house, lady. Oh, that would be harassment, so I'd better not even suggest that. They expressed concern that the list would provide burglars who want to steal guns with a roadmap to their homes. Or they said the information would make it easier for stalkers to find their victims who may have obtained a gun for protection, which is why a lot of women do that. Or they said posting the list would weaken a gun permit holder's defense by removing the element of surprise. Their calls prompted a reexamination of our plans. I set out to talk to the editors and ethicists, professors, and prosecutors, all a bunch of gun grabbers, of course, from across the country to try to assess what would provide the greatest good for the most people, posting the list or not. I mean, think of how Orwellian this is. Oh, we're going to post a list of you that have got permits. Again, turning a right into a privilege. And it continues. The more than two dozen people whom I spoke, oh, well, I don't believe that for a minute. When we're done, you're going to have 1,000 calls, okay? The more than two dozen people whom I spoke, including readers, staffers, and the previously mentioned experts, seemed evenly split. Oh, sure. So I decided to delay posting the list while I solicit more feedback. You can register your views either online at news-sentinel.com or by calling, and it doesn't have the area code here. We need to find out what the Fort Wayne area code is, 423-4646. If you favor posting the list, or 423-4793, if you oppose posting it. So keep in mind that if we do post the list, it would consist of names and towns only of the permit holders. I can't promise the majority will rule here. Oh, of course, in the democracy, can't promise that. But I can promise that I'll consider everyone's opinion. Boy, you're on a power trip, you little control freak. As a firm believer in the marketplace of free ideas, I'm hoping that the truth will come out of your harassment of gun owners, your attempted harassment. Is that it? Your terrorizing of people and their privacy, you fruitcake? If you're still making up your mind, here's a review of the pros and cons from the people whom I've already spoken. And it goes on and on. So this is truly sick, ladies and gentlemen. And then she goes on to say, well, there's a database already that the police will give you of gun owners. Well, yeah, the question is, why are they doing that? And again, the feds want a national database of gun owners. States want it. It's a database just like sexual offenders or something. We've covered this in the past. So I suggest we will get the area code for this. We'll give it out later. You can go to Infowars.com and read this article. and it was posted yesterday, and it's Linda Austin at the News Sentinel, and this is out of Fort Wayne. And the main website is fortwayne.com. People, you need, I mean, we need to sue this individual. This is, if they post it, I mean, this is horrible what they're doing. Can you imagine if they tried to post the names of Corvette owners in the newspaper without their wishes and where they live? Can you, because that's what they originally want to do now. It's just, oh, your town and what your name is. Bad enough. Imagine, or if you're black, we're going to post your names in the newspaper. It's just something new we do. Certain groups post stuff about you. This is open public harassment, and they are trying to spin it. So the phone numbers are there on the site. Hey guys, I'm not sure how you do it, but go online for me and get me the area code for Fort Wayne so we can give this out to people. Just type into Google Fort Wayne area code, and we'll get that. Continuing, U.S. videos for TV news come under scrutiny. And this is by Robert Pear. And again, this is the tip of the iceberg. About 3 years ago, I coined the term propaganda placement. And I'd like it to become a popular term because it's a good term. It amply, ably, properly describes what we're dealing with. Bill Clinton, 40-plus million that we knew of, to Hollywood and New York screenwriters and others, and they'd fund different screenwriting groups and even fund some of the big production houses to write stuff into the scripts. That's why when you watch a sitcom, a drama, there's always an anti-gun, pro-New World Order comment, or torture's good. That's been federally paid for. We've got the articles on that with Karl Rove and Card and Chetwin, Lionel Chetwin, meeting, and this has been the Associated Press with the heads of television and film, and telling them what these messages, you know, pro government, pro war on terror, pro invasion. I mean, this is happening. And then it doubled under Bush. Plus, when the feds pay for this, they get it at half price because of a federal law. So $40 million is $80 million. Bush had boosted one Hollywood program I'd found out about to $80 million, so doubling that to $160 million. Well, there's a new $70 million program, and there's no telling how many of these there are. Remember, Bill Clinton paid for some NBC and ABC productions, and then that came out and was kind of a furor over that. But they always focus in on one little piece. It says federal investigators, the Fox is investigating the Fox. Federal investigators are scrutinizing television segments in which the Bush administration paid people to pose as journalists, praising the benefits of new Medicare law, which would be offered to help elderly Americans with the cost of their prescription medications. And this isn't a public service announcement where it goes, there's a new Medicare program you can get. I mean, if we're going to have socialism, they've got to announce the program. That's how they're spending this.